Christmas Letters by Debbie Macomber. Narrated by Renee Rodman. Copyright 2006 by Debbie Macomber. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Debbie Macomber and the Irene Goodman Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Zelda O'Connor Davidson, 76 Orchard Avenue, Seattle, Washington, Christmas 2006. Dear family and friends, Merry Christmas, everyone. Let me warn you, this Christmas letter won't be as clever as last year's. My sister Catherine, whom you may know better as K.O., wrote that one for me, but ironically, she hasn't got time to do this year's. Ironic because it's due to the popularity of that particular letter that she's managed to start a little business on the side, writing Christmas letters for other people. She offered to write mine, of course, but I know that between her work doing medical transcriptions, her job search, and her Christmas letters, it would be a real stretch to find the time. So, here goes. The twins, Zoe and Zara, have recently turned 5. They're looking forward to starting kindergarten next September. It's hard to believe our little girls are almost old enough for school. Still, they keep themselves and us busy. So do our assorted pets, especially the dogs, 2 Yorkies named Zero and Zorro. I'm still a stay-at-home mom, and Zach's still working as a software programmer. This year's big news, which I want to share with all of you, has to do with a wonderful book I read. It changed my family's life. It's called The Free Child, and it's by Dr. Wynne Jeffries. My sister scoffs at this, but...